And let's hope that everything stays the same when it comes to COVID.
Yeah, well, we now know COVID that's only 24 hours.
Al Horford disappeared over the grassy knoll yesterday and then returned and everything was A-OK. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I haven't confirmed it, but I heard Wu has set up a special COVID isolation room for the Celtics when they land.
You know, I figured this out in Ireland. I had my suspicions when I took that brief trip over to the Bahamas with Brees Hill. Where when you're taking a COVID test to leave a country, they don't want you to stay in their country. They want you gone. So what they do is they take the swab thing and they just barely touch it to like one of your nose hairs. That's exactly what they did with Al Horford yesterday.
Oh, totally.
I mean, the guy was like in lockdown, and then a half an hour later, they're like, yep. Al's great. We don't know what happened.
No, when Derek White boarded the plane to Boston, they were like, oh, he's COVID-free.
Right. Probably didn't even put it up his nose. He probably just put it on the side when nobody was looking.
It was Brad. They just have kept using Brad Stevens' nose for all the tests.
Hey, can you pee?
There's never been anything in that thing.
Are you saying the Celtics have a stunt nose?
Totally.
Is that what it is? Yes. Yes, they do.
A schnoz.
It's like when somebody needs somebody to pee in a cup for them.
Actually, I would guess the Bruins would be Marchand. That nose is massive.